First medical share given to members of the Real Faith Society by the Rosh Yeshiva on Yud Ches El Hitoshim Mem Vav, September 17, 1986, on Sunday, on the Union of Sakonos Aver. Continued.
Shiloh. It's attributed to the Ramban, but actually it's a child's Jews Hashba. Echot shen nishbar al das rabim shelo yischeit bishum schech sheyench bimoitz. In other words, somebody was a gambler, so he was told, he was advised to take his shvuyeh, not to gamble. Then he started, and then he became insane. V'hakei nishtate mitzas. And then he recovered. Not completely, but partially. But sometimes he reverts back to his insanity and he becomes wild. But he's that kind of a person. So if he gambles, he was so addicted to gambling that sometimes he must have it. And if he doesn't, he becomes wild. He reverts back to his insanity. Immaterially, whether it's mutter to be matter the shvuyeh. Tshuve, misupek ani b'dova ze. V'yechsha leimah shehu mutter, v'yeish bo ze p'kach nefesh. In other words, since he was insane, and he recovered, but sometimes, you know, he has a relapse, and he reverts back to his mishuras, so melee and the gambling helps him, so then it's p'kach nefesh. V'yechsha leimah shehu mutter, ויש בזה פיקוח נפש, וכמי ששונים פרק במדריקים, המחבס הנהיה מפני שהוא שיורי, מפני אקום פרוביסטים, בשביל רוח רוע, ובשביל אחרי לסיוטי דשמי תאוסום, זמחי לשם סכון ומוטו לכתחילה, even though it says פוטר, but it doesn't mean פוטר אבל עושה, but it means מוטו לכתחילה, והוא דקטון פוטר, הועדים וחבלי, ומיסטי מוטר, שדקטון סייפי כחוס לעני חיית, תנרי שפוטר, חיילה שאין לי סכון לפוטר אבל לא עושה, וכרפשים אין דום הקבוע שאני צריכה לגוף פוטר עליו. So, הוא מרמיץ עצמך בסיינו, פיר שוד חור הנו ותומן מסליס אינטר מדליק עם סכון יש בהם, ומוטר וחתחילה, ואם כן יתנה רוח או מוטר וחתחילה, תחילה שאין לי סכון אלו. So, here it's not because, I don't know what the שיר סרש בו is, whether the שיר סרש בו is like the Hanatam or it's like the Ramban and the Ram. But it seems from the Poskim that most Rishayim do not agree with Shittas Chabura, most Rishayim. So I am assuming that the Shitta of the Rashbo is like the Shitta of the Ramban and Rashi and the Ram, the Sakon HaSeidah does not have a Dino Pukach Nevesh. But here is Matia, not because if he becomes insane, so that means that the Sakon HaSeidah, that his mind doesn't function properly. Because here, it will not be a cure. Gambling will not be a permanent cure. So, it will only prevent a relapse. Sometimes, you know, we see that he is on the verge of reverting back to his insanity. So, if we let him gamble, so then it will prevent one relapse. But here, it's not on the basis of Sakon HaSeidah. Because when could it be mutter on the basis of Sakon HaSeidah? Only through being able a certain nisar, so he'll be able to get cured from the nisar. But just to prevent one outburst, that's not Sakon HaSeidah. But here, because if a person is insane, then he's not responsible. He might become violent against himself, he might commit suicide, he might become violent against other people. So even though it's not very likely, but in Hilchim Pukach Nefesh Acharov, so even Yechshosh Erechit of Sakonis Neposhes, is Deiche Kolatir Kule. So that's why he's Matya. And he mentions the Rambam. The Rambam said, Ruach Ro means a depression, a Shigoyim. So that goes without saying, according to everybody, that one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to help a person recover, even temporarily, from insanity. or to reduce the insanity, because the more insane he is, the more he is able to take care of himself against the elements of nature. So it's a conscientious mamish. But when Tesis, I think that when Tesis says in Abrizore that the right gear is natural right the ine, believe it all, but your ine the ine, be wanted to believe it all. It's told by Avonis Alev, so it means the Ria Sarayim told by Avonis Alev, because it affects the mental faculties. And it might, if he becomes blind, so somehow it might affect the mental. It might affect the mental, I don't know how, but I'm sure that if a person is not able to see himself, in the long run, his mind will deteriorate. Because of psychological factors, or for whatever reason, so it will affect his mind. So because of that, it's pikuach nefesh. Because stasis lishitose in suked afkobov, that's a konseiver. He has a dinuk sakon zefoshes. So on the contrary, all the achrei mask against the stasis in suked. How does stasis say afopishen disakon esai, disakon esaiver, kitzakon esnefoshes, afu echal of the Shabbos. So you say on the contrary, from the Gemara of Ein Shemodo, it's Mashma just the reverse, that only void, because they believe it all. The answer is Tesis Girsi is not believe it all. Tesis Girsi is, do you want to believe it all? Do you want to believe it all? Some melee, it will affect his mind, his mental faculties. So there's a conceiver. Of course, Sakone of an Eisen is Sakone Seiva of Kach Nefesh, and Sakone of the functioning of the mind is not Sakone Seiva, is certainly the Kach Nefesh. So that's the Eisen. And then I think that when the Miri also says that Sakone Seiva has a dean of Sakone Nefoshes. Sakone Seiva has a dean of Sakone Nefoshes. So he mentions the Gemara, he mentions the Shittas Roshenim, Rashi, Ramban, the Sakone Seiva does not have any Sakone Seiva, only Ivorim because that Sakone Seiva is Mamesh, and he says, Beini Adinat Boren Mirim, El Avi Sakone Seiva Echod Nechalori, Il Yomru Shurayni Deini Belibetolu, El Leimar Shehefz Sakone Seiva Kreil Lovei. So, Shurayni Deini Belibetolu means that on account of the fact that he's believed it all. So Mimele there is Sakonis Ivorim. What's the pshat? The one who wrote that way, so is it? But one says I Sakon. Yes, so he says he doesn't understand, on the contrary, how what has one thing to do with the other. But with what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, that Libe does not necessarily mean the heart, it might mean the brain, and even Chazal, in Tanakh, certainly, but even Chazal, many times, when they say the leiv, so if they talk about the structure of an eiver, and they say leiv, so then they mean the heart. And when they mean the structure of the brain, they say meach. But when they talk about the functioning of the leiv, then Chazal might have reference to the brain, because leiv is the center, leiv ayam. The center. So here the Miri too might mean with that Belibe doesn't have reference to the heart but to the brain. So because the nerves of the eye are linked to the brain, so that's why it might result in blindness. It might result in blindness. So there are a number of Hashem. Now, again, I want to point out in the Lashon of Rav Netam, the Gemara of Chaim Hirsch. Rav Netam mentions the Firash. Thank you. he said, "He killed the Tukuham Misafik, behind the Tio of Das." Rabbi Tam says, in other words, not only when there is a Sofik, maybe Chas V'Shalom somebody will die, but if there is a Sofik, maybe somebody will be eating Date, will be Nitrav Date, so it's also the Gachnevish. So that's Rabbi Tam Shite. That's how you can say that. So the Rambam will agree with it. But according to the Rambam, it's because if somebody loses his mind, so then there is Sakonis Nefoshes. If somebody suffers from paranoia, from a deep depression, so he might, Chas V'Shalom, become violent against himself, he might commit suicide. We hear many times people become insane and then they commit suicide. And sometimes it happens that they kill other people too, I mean, when they become insane. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam says that Tiruv Hadas, insanity is because Nefesh. But Rabbi Tam, it's not only because of that. Because Rabbi Tam Shite is that Sakona Seiver has a din of Pekach Nefesh. So that's why he says that he killed the Pekucham Misofik behind the Tiruv Hadas. Now, some may say, you know, I am not, everybody knows, I am not, you know, a professional major. I don't like to be major. And I never try to paskin contrary to a psak of other rabbis. Unless someone who paskins and he stay with a mishneh, all right. But if somebody paskins, and even if I feel, I'm sure that he didn't paskin correctly, but if he wasn't beteiled by mishneh, Chas V'Shalom, that I should paskin kineged. But there is one area when one should express his opinion, even if it's contrary to the psak of all contemporary person. And I want to tell a story about Rabbi Shlomo Zalanda. That's a historical fact. That was about 100 years ago. So in Vilna, in the city of Vilna, there was an epidemic of cholera, malaria, about 100 years ago. An epidemic of cholera. So the Pesach in Vilna, in those days, Vilna didn't have a rope since the days of the Goyim. So they had Ayon. And the Reish HaPoskim in Vilna was Rav Shlomo HaKeir. You have his Agoyas and Shas, Rav Shlomo HaGoyim. Rav Shlomo HaKeir. Rav Tzalo HaKeir and two brothers. And Rav Shlomo HaKeir. So he was the Rosh HaPoskim in Vilna. So that year, when there was an epidemic in Vilna of cholera, cholera, so Rav Shlomo HaKeir passed it. That every Jew in Vilna has to see a doctor. And he has to consult the doctor whether he can pass the Nikipur or he cannot pass the Nikipur. Because Chas V'Shalom, I mean, there was an epidemic of cholera. So of course, most Jews listened to Rav Shlomo HaKeir. But there are a number of Jews who didn't go to the doctor. And Rav Shlomo HaKeir told them they should ask the doctor whether he can come to shul. If the doctor will say his resistance is very strong and he can come to shul, he can come to shul. But if the doctor will tell someone not to come to shul, he shouldn't come to shul, and if the doctor will tell him that he should eat. That was the psak by Rav Shlomo HaKeir. Then Rabbi Shlomo Zalanda was a relatively young man then. Rav Shlomo HaKeir was already an old man at that time. But Shlomo was relatively young. I mean, he wasn't so young, but he was relatively young. So he took notice of the fact that there were many Jews in Vilna who didn't go to doctors, and still they decided to come to shul and to pass. So he was pleading with all the Jews, they shouldn't come to shul and this and that, but many didn't listen to him. Some listened, some didn't listen. What did Rabbi Shlomo do? He went up on the bina. He did go to the doctor, and the doctor told Rabbi Shlomo that he had a very strong resistance, he has nothing to worry about. He can pass, he can come to shul. But he was afraid that among the rabbi, there will be one person who is not allowed to fast in Chas V'Shalom, you know, he might get cholera. So because his resistance will not be strong, so he went up on the bima to focus at all on the Bimini Minshu. Then he said, everybody should make Kiddush and eat. There is an epidemic. So no one, everybody got frightened. And eat and keep there. They felt fine. So he said, I'll be the first one who make Kiddush. And he made Kiddush. And he ate a piece of cake, this and that. And then there was an outburst against him. How did he have the courage to overrule the tzaddik of Reb Shlomo Kayan, who was one of the Tehillim Hador, and he was the Pesach in Vilna? So he said, I Chas V'Sholem wouldn't overrule any tzaddik of Reb Shlomo Kayan or any other Pesach. But the Yerushalmi says that the mocking to Kach Nefesh, so Hanishal HaRezim Guni. If any role is just the Shaila of Kach Nefesh, so it's reflective against him, because he chose that he didn't train the people properly. Why should they ask a question? Everybody should know that the mocking to Kach Nefesh is allowed in Michal Shabbos. And one reason is Mahmeya is a Shikadon. So because of that, so we cannot be really covered to any Pesach, even a God Lador, a Shlomo Kayan. And I felt the Shlomo Kayan had his reasons. He passed them correctly, because everyone should go to the doctor. And there's the doctor. And if the Jews had complied with his tzak, then there would be some consequences. But unfortunately, there are some Jews who didn't go to the doctor. And among the rabbis, there will be at least one Jew who is not allowed to fast, whose resistance is not strong enough, and he'll Chas V'Sholem become infected with cholera, and he might Chas V'Sholem die. So how can I remain silent? How can I remain silent? So even though it wasn't Pikuach Nefesh for me, but it was Pikuach Nefesh for that unknown person who might die, and he wouldn't eat unless I ate. So may I also eat. So, and here he says, when the question of Pikuach Nefesh, you don't have to worry, this Pesach, this God will pass me. Because if there is any suffix, and then, now in connection with Sakhane Seder, I know that the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo is that Sakhane Seder is not like Sakhane Seder, and it's not like Shabbos. But you have the Shemi, you have the Rabban Tam, you have the Miri, you have Teisves in Sukkah, and I think the Teisves in Avizore also has the same Shiki. And the Shach, he's a Basroi, in Simen Kuf in Zion, Paschus like that. So, and then the Bes Yosef in Simen Tov Reish Yitches in Hilchas Yom HaKippur mentions in the name of Rabbi Yeruche that when the Shaila of Pikuach Nefesh, we don't follow Rav Poskim. Like this, there is a halacha that Tzveike D'Rais is Lechumre. So, if there is a Sopik, we have to go Lechumre. And certainly, if Rav Poskim says Soser, so even in the Rabbonim, we have to go Lechumre. But where the Sopik is in the Shaila of Pikuach Nefesh, so even if Rav Poskim say that it's Soser, but if there is a new Poskim saying it's Muter, so then we have to Paskim like a new Poskim. Because in Hilchim Pikuach Nefesh HaRov, so even though most Rishayim is true, Achilik and the Shite of Rabban Tam, but there are a number of Rishayim who agree with Rabban Tam. Rabban Tam himself and Teisves in Sukkah, Teisves in Avizore, and the Arab Amiri, and the Shach Paskins like that. So it goes without saying that even though the Psak of the Shach is contrary to the Psak of the Mechaber, but the Shach Paskins the Hokir, and it's a Shaila in Pikuach Nefesh, so I don't ask that, and I don't insist that you should follow my Psak, but you are doctors, so if such a Shaila comes up, so you should pass me to it, that the mocking Satana Sefer, you to mitzvah to be Michal Shabbos.
I'd like to thank everybody for having come this evening, and I'd like to thank especially Rosh Hashiva for giving us his time, and Rosh Hashiva for sponsoring these series and putting out the posters and the letters.
Thank you. Thank you.